you Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on the Cabaret program, we'll be featuring an encore performance from local singer and songwriter Kara Elizabeth. Kara was supposed to be here in person this evening, but could not make it due to unforeseen circumstances. So we'll be re-airing this performance from June 25th, 2019. This is Kara Elizabeth.
So unassured about the future and the way we swore that although our lives would go in different directions, you got my attention. Downtown by the river, we would fly on all our dreams and all our hopes. Tomorrow, now I feel so hollow, 'cause you got me daydreaming of you. Got me up all night, got me up all night, just waiting on two chances on the line, paying parking fines and placating the rules, seeing different sides, reaching different heights, in order to prove tickets for that flight over city lights. Worth that price. So unamused, so when the phone rings I just play cool. Now's the time they say to be alive, but I can't when my mind's destroyed with strife, since daydreaming on you. Yeah, got me up all night, got me up all night, just waiting on two chances on the line, paying parking fines and placating the rules, seeing different sides, reaching different heights, in order to prove tickets for that flight, the city lights were worth that price. Daydreaming, daydreaming. daydreaming, daydreaming, daydreaming of you now. Thank you. That's a song called Daydreaming. I wrote it by a river about 3 years ago. And yeah, I was chilling in my car and just came back to it about a year ago, and I enjoy it, so I'm glad I just got a little song recording of it. It's a good one. Next, we're gonna play a song that's a little bit faster paced. It's called Southwest Song, and today I have with me my buddies Keith Summer on bass and Mad Dog Friedman on harmonica. Yeah, he's gonna shred some blues for you guys.
All right.
And we got Dan hosting. But what's your stage name?
Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy. All right. This is called Southwest Song. My baby away, boy, it took my baby away, way down south, and he's there to stay. Shoes.
can talk if you want me to. I'm ready.
Oh, if you're ready, you're ready. Sure. Yeah, I'm ready.
I need water. Blues is hard to sing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just turning in tonight, we have Kara Elizabeth Music. And let me tell you, her voice is bigger than she is. I'm just blown away with her voice, and it's nice to have you on after all these months. So before we get going here, I just want to make a quick introduction that how I came across you and your music is that Mad Dog had a birthday party at Mom's house in Sunday afternoon in March, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I, Mad Dog Freeman over here. And so I went down there, and I thought everybody was on the sidewalk outside the venue. Nobody was inside, and they didn't open the doors on time. They didn't know that they were supposed to open the doors up earlier to, for this special birthday party. So Mad Dog and you, and I don't know if you were there. And there was a flute player, and there was all kinds of people there, and everybody was just playing outside. And it was just really felt like a community out there. And then eventually this lady came in and came outside. What are you guys all doing out here? Well, we're waiting to get back in. And so she said, well, hang on a minute. You know, let me get things ready. And about 10 minutes later, she came back out, and then we finished your birthday party, Mad Dog, inside the venue.
Inside, yeah.
So that's how, and then I got to see you play, so I was enchanted. So how did you get into music?
That's dang. Well, I've been playing music a long time. I started playing the classical piano, and then I got bored. So I started, like, doing my own stuff, and I switched teachers. I switched to Bob Wiz in Boulder, if you know him. He teaches a lot of kids, but he's kind of like this old little hippie who just kind of let me do whatever I wanted, and, like, I just got all creative, and I was able to, like, learn the piano for the way that I wanted to express my music instead of, like, learning sheet music and stuff like that, which I still kind of wish I had that theory, and, like, I still have it to a certain extent, but, yeah, it was cool. I recorded a couple of, like, albums with them, actually. I think I started, like, in sixth grade, I recorded, like, two albums, and they're so funny. Like, sometimes I go listen to them, and I'm like, man, maybe I should make this a real song. Like, this is kind of catchy. Like, six-year-old me, like, I don't know, like, talking about being on the playground or something. No.
Well, you got to write what you know about. Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense, you know, considering, you know, what you where you were at in that time.
Different lens, for sure, but
different
yeah.
lens, good one.
Yeah.
And then how did you get into the guitar then?
I kind of self-taught. Like, I had a couple of lessons. I never have had any vocal lessons. That just all kind of happened. Like, it just came naturally to me. I actually was, like, referred to someone, and she was like, I think you, like, have enough of a basis right now. I don't know. Like, personally, I'm a teacher, too. I don't really know, like, how I would teach vocals. That it's really challenging, like, to, like, tell, like, I know it's, like, a muscle and you can learn how to use it the right way and whatnot, but, like, it's hard to, like, say how to do it because it just kind of happens. But I played the guitar, I think I was, like, in eighth grade when I picked it up, and I basically just transferred everything that I knew from the piano to the guitar, so it was pretty, like, easy in my mind to, like, switch over. I think I like the acoustic sound better, like, mm-hmm. with my vocals. I do like piano still. I think I can just be a little bit more, like, pay more attention to, like, my vocals on the guitar rather than on piano. Sometimes the piano overpowers me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like playing it instrumentally, but...
I mean, how do you feel about trying to connect with your audience playing a guitar versus a piano?
I think that was part of it, too, because, like... you're only holding, like, this small thing.
Yeah, and it's, like, easier to look out.
Yeah, and it's easier to stand and, like, use body language and, like, make eye contact with the audience. Well, I don't know if I do that often, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I would just say I'm a piano. You see them kind of buried down. And
that's super true,
and
then
most of them is kind of blocked off. So it's harder for them to probably look around the audience and gauge people's reactions to the songs or
it's
the emotions
very
on hand.
True. Yeah, it's like more social to play guitar. I get like a better social, I can pick up like the social dynamic better, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
No, no, it's beautiful. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. You're working on an EP or an album?
Yes. So I'm working on an EP. Like, I thought it would be an album, but studio time is kind of expensive. So, my EP is called The Runaways, and basically it just has most of my original songs. I have a couple of singles out right now that are on my SoundCloud, but I want to try to, like, make a Spotify debut with this EP and stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah, and also just use it for other purposes besides just like people listening. Like, there's also a lot of like driving forces that inspired me to like do this EP. So yeah.
Can you talk about some of those driving forces?
Yeah, definitely. So the EP is dedicated to my friends that died at a very young age. One of them was 17 and the other one was 18, and they both died by suicide. So I ended up working with this program, like, a really long time ago. I think it was, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's kind of heavy stuff, but,
Sure.
Yeah, I started, like, doing prevention, like, an awareness in middle schools with this, like, health program. And they're called Coley's Closet. They're out of Boulder. And they're interested in, like, partnering with me. So we'll see where we go from there, but there's also a lot of other organizations that are really helpful in this area and just, like, kind of destigmatizing, I mean, everything. Because, like, my friends that passed, like, one of them we kind of knew, like, it was kind of bound to happen because she was, like, trying a lot. But the other one, like, wasn't really able to talk about it. And it, like, I get emotional talking about it, but it, like, brought up a lot for her family, and it was just really terrible that, like, she was never able to, like, process it, and that was, like, her last resort.
Mm.
Yeah.
So are you trying to, what kind of awareness are you trying to create?
I'm trying to spread, like, awareness about, like, different resources in the community. Like, there's obviously the crisis line, which people can always contact. There's also like a peer support line that's connected to the crisis line, so even if you're not in crisis, you can always call that same number and then talk to a peer that like understand, like,
yeah.
Usually it's someone that's trained, but like they've also dealt with it, so it's not like you're talking to like a wall.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cool that they have that. And then there's also like there's Oasis, I think that's for LGBT youth, and then they offer free therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, like, Mental Health Partners, they have a walk-in. I'm trying to think. There's just a lot of resources that I don't think people can get connected to very easily because it's hard for them to ask for help. And I think that's societal. And I don't know why it's like that. I think it should change. I think it should be okay to ask for help because everyone needs help sometimes.
You're right.
It's just taking that first step and just being like, I can't do this by myself right now.
Yeah. So you're trying to, one thing you're trying to just make aware of these resources and encourage those that need help to, it's okay to
yeah,
speak
definitely.
Up.
Definitely.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go next?
I kind of want to play the title track. It's called The Runaways. So the title track of the EP is literally the same title, but that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everybody, we're listening to Cara Elizabeth music tonight on Cabaret.
Yeah. And I wanted to explain one of the lyrics in the song. I sing like Annie take his hand and then I say, never mind, you wouldn't understand. And that lyric is like, one of my friends that had passed, her father had passed when she was super young. So, like, she was, feelings. I kind of, like, dedicated it to my friends in that way because it was, like, she's up there in heaven with him now. So I just wanted to explain that because I'm like, never mind, you wouldn't understand. But y'all understand. Y'all listening, you can understand. So
beautiful. Beautiful thought. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Here it is. Standing at the crossroads, what life could have been. I'm not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow they would have lived. So shoot me with an arrow straight through the heart. Trust me, babe, there's a lot of things that can kill us besides the cigarettes at large. And they asked me, yeah, if she was a runaway. Aren't we all just the runaway? Run away with me now. Take his hand, never mind, you will understand. Boy, now take my own hand, 'cause I fight my body and mind. Cross the inland, across the inland, cross the inland, cross the inland. Across the inland, and it's one of those nights where the moon just haunts the sky. Where I sit down right by the crossroads of my life, and they ask me, yeah, if I was a runaway. I said, babe, aren't we all just a runaway? Run away with me now. Across the inland, yeah. And they asked me if we were the runaways. Oh, and we all just the runaways. We lost the girls that lost this world. We are the runaways.
I went to a garden party.
The best way to jumpstart your own homegrown tomatoes is to buy your starts at KGNU's Plant Sale. That's right, the Plant Sale is back. This is your opportunity to shop for fantastic starts and gardening supplies while supporting KGNU at the same time. We will have your trees, veggies, bushes, flowers, houseplants, you name it. That's KGNU Plant Sale, taking place at the KGNU Boulder Studios, 4700 Walnut Street, Sunday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information at kgnu.org, and we'll see you there.
And it's all right now. La-da-da.
You're listening to an encore edition of the Cabaret program here on KGNU. Tonight's guest is Kara Elizabeth. This performance was from June 25th, 2019. With host Dan Wilging.
Yeah, part of music for me too is just like that therapeutic process. Like that song really helped me like process everything with them. And, you know, hopefully it does some good somewhere down the line. So, yeah. I'll play like a more upbeat song though for my next
one. Whatever you've done so far, it's been all been a knockout.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do a little bit of everything.
I was just stunned by that last few lines, so that's why I kind of unusually quiet.
Yeah, definitely. No, we had to have a moment of silence for sure. Silence is good. That's what makes music.
That's true. There's some truth to that. Yeah, I like it.
Okay, this next one's called Cigarette in a Coffee Cup.
Ugh.
Blit. Yeah, for real.
Reminds me growing up.
No, exactly. I wrote the song when I was 16 and surviving off of cigarettes and coffee, apparently. Just like trying to get through high school.
Shoes for a bottle of booze. Would you hold my hand for a day or two? And if I put out the light, would it be alright? Will you hold my hand for a day and a night? And if you're broke, don't buy me flowers. Just hold my hand for a couple of hours. And if you're feeling down, call me up. A cigarette and a coffee cup. Cigarette and a coffee cup. Thank you. than I am at lunch. Will you hold my hand? Familiar touch. But if I would somehow hurt, my hand would be a loss. And you leave me in the dirt with a cigarette and a coffee cup. Give me some good luck. I ain't this tough. I ain't this tough. Is yourself, and I've tried a thousand times, and you can't even sacrifice a cigarette and a coffee cup. Cigarette and a coffee cup. Give me some good luck. I ain't this tough. I ain't this tough.
So you're not that tough, but the cigarette and the coffee kind of makes you look tough.
Yeah, definitely. I thought I was really tough. Like, I feel like I still sometimes have to be because I'm so tiny. That's hilarious that you said that. Like, people tell me that a lot. Like, they're like, I did not expect that to come out of your body, like your voice. Like, when you said that, I'm like, yeah, people say that a lot. Yeah, definitely. Do you want to talk about, like, gigs and like stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Also, I wanted to know, I guess it's a good time as any, the idea of Kara Elizabeth Music, because I was talking to Keith, and Keith was telling me how he rotates through your band, so I got the idea that Kara Elizabeth Music has many people involved in it, and you kind of rotate people in and out.
I kind of do. It didn't really mean to happen that way. It just kind of evolved. So, like, I was in a project called the Honey Buckets a while back. That was, like, the first band that I was in. It was with A-Boys. It was kind of crazy. yeah. yeah.
Why, they're just too energetic or something like that?
They were hard to like, they were, like, herding cats. but
I could see that.
Yeah, so then I was like, maybe I'll just do like a solo project. However, I still like collaborate. So what I try to do is like I mean, that's like how I found spreading music or the music is like easiest, just because if you make friends with other musicians and give other people shout outs or work with other people, like a lot of creative minds in one place can kind of make a shift and, like, change the world, I think. So.
And give you new ideas for music or
yeah, definitely.
Or songs or something.
New ideas, just, like, how to arrange songs that I create. I mean, I sing backup for a lot of people and play. I do a lot of, like, host jam sessions. And I play other instruments for other humans as well. I just try to, like.
Humans.
And doing,
robot hasn't asked you yet, huh?
Doing marketing. Yeah, definitely. Little human beings. Brains.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's great. And so do you find your songs take on different lives or different personalities when you have different people around you?
I think they do. Sometimes I'll, like, drop a song for a while because it won't feel right with, like, certain people or, like, like a place that I'm in my life or, yeah. like, a mindset. And then I'll come back to it and be like, oh, wow, like, why didn't I write the rest of that? Or, like, something like that, and then I'll finish it and... Yeah, definitely. And it depends on, like, who I'm playing with and what kind of instruments they play as well, so. Like, oh my gosh, that person's, like, my old coworker, and they know about, like, that song and who that's about or, like, certain events in my life. I'm like, dang, being vulnerable is kind of hard, but you kind of have to be if you're a songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a musician in general. Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to make growth happen, so.
Do you ever write about songs in the eyes of another person as you perceive it?
I do, actually. I write, like, kind of fairy tale songs. So I wrote a song about a witch. It's kind of done, but it's not, like, completely done yet for live air. But I had to change some of the lyrics and stuff because someone got offended. And that's definitely okay. I mean, the song's about a witch getting banned from a village and, like, practicing witchcraft. So, I mean, it's bound to offend someone. But
well, those are the best kind of songs.
Yeah, I think so,
it's
honestly.
Worked for Kinky Freeman all these years.
And then I have another song that I wrote about an alien. And
did the alien get offended?
That would be cool. If, I mean, not cool that you'd be offended, but cool to interact with an alien. But I wrote the song from the perspective of, like, I was, like, living in this school bus for a little bit. That was, like, remodeled, and it had a kitchen and a bed and everything, and I was, like, looking up at the stars every night. And I was just thinking, like, to myself, I watched, like, a star kind of explode one night.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what if I freaking, like, what if that was, like... my son, you know, like, what would that be like? Like, what if there was life on that solar system? I don't know. So I wrote a song about, like, an alien experiencing, like, their star dying and then having to, like, escape to a different solar system. And, like,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of out there. No pun intended, but.
Are you going to do that song tonight?
I kind of wish it was ready also, but I need it. My ukulele.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe next time then.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So also on Saturday then, right? On Saturday, Liquid Mechanics in Lafayette?
Yeah, 4 p.m. I do have another gig. Yeah, so I'm playing at this, like, fundraiser for 4th of July. It's called Brews for Boom. So they're going to shut down, like, all of Wanaka Lake out in Lafayette, which is a little bit outside of Boulder, like, east of Boulder. And, yeah, I think... I'm playing, like, just with a duo there, and, yeah, that should be fun. And then the 30th, I'm playing a little bit at the Post Brewing in Lafayette as well. Lafayette has, like, a really cool music scene. If you haven't checked it out yet, there's so many cool venues and just so many supportive people that, like, come to really listen and just have fun. So I'll play a song. We kind of wanted to end it out.
We got like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say we wanted to, like, end it out on, like, a song, like a jam at the end, if that's
okay.
Yeah,
that's fine, yeah.
That's...
We had a guy named Casey James Presswood here once, and he thought we were done at 7:50, and I was just thinking, well, this is my last song, and then it turned out to be 7:50. I go, what are we going to do for another 10 minutes? He turns around and looks at the clock. Oh.
Oh, no. Wait, are you allowed to do covers on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if there was, like, copywriting involved, too. So I'll practice some songs.
No, every time an artist in here does a cover, George pays for it out of his own pocket.
Yeah. Sorry, George.
Yeah. George. But he pays the Spotify rate, so
George.
It's not too much money.
Okay, cool. Then I will practice, because I'm going to do a couple covers at the Bands on the Bricks event.
Let's hear them.
So, yeah, let me do a cover.
I want to hear all your music.
Instead of the jam, we can do the jam last. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna do a mashup. This is kind of, I'm just, like, being kind of honest right now, so I'll just continue with that vibe. I love doing mashups because I like being creative with covers and like making them my own.
Okay.
But I also like doing mashups when I'm performing so that I don't have to memorize full songs.
That's why they do that.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh, that sounds so cool together. I'm like, yeah.
Don't ask me to play the third verse.
Yeah, like totally. Yeah. Yeah, people probably are in the crowd like ready to like sing along and then.
And then you change it. And then they go, oh, that's
it. Seriously, that's funny. Okay, cool. Say every man needs protection. Every man must fall. But I swear I see my reflection somewhere under these walls. I see my light, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall. Something told me it was over when I saw you and that girl walking there. Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl, cry, baby. When I saw you and that girl talking there, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, child. 'Cause you're smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. A glass of brandy, and I stay stoned on your love all the time. I'd rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, child. 'Cause I was just in here thinking about your kiss and your warm
embrace. But the reflection of the glass that I held to my lips now, baby, revealed the tears that was on my face. See my light come shining from the west down to the east, yeah. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be.
Well, you had some invisible thread to stitch all those songs together.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, that was really cool. I was just wondering, too, if like somebody that didn't know those songs, mm-hmm. and they're listening to all these different verses, and if they're trying to figure out what the song
right.
was all about, they'd be lost.
So. That's kind of the point. I kind of do it so that like I can hit all target audiences, because some people like don't really want to listen to just Bob Dylan. Some people don't want to listen to just Chris Stapleton. Or, you know, Etta James. I mean, like, I hit the youngies and the country folk with this Chris Stapleton there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the old little hippie dippies with the Bob Dylan. And then Etta James, like, the old soul.
Oh, yeah. Soul
just lovers. Get
the ladies, get the ladies and the lovers. And
yeah. That's so funny.
Tonight we're listening to Kara Elizabeth Music, and it's been a wonderful hour. We want to thank you for coming in. And Kara and Mad Dog and Keith. It's been a wonderful night of music, and we want to thank George and Sean for putting up this great sound tonight. Doesn't it sound wonderful in here?
It really does.
Yeah.
Definitely. Did you have any more questions for me, or should?
Well, we have 9 minutes left. I mean, what do you want to do?
I was just gonna end it out with a jam, but I mean, I can do it for 9 minutes, but.
Or do you want to? Do you want a question? I mean. But normally at this point in the show, we just kind of roll through.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'll just talk about the song then. So I wrote this song when I was 18. It's called Sunday Morning Kiss. And I wrote it about being mad about voting.
You're mad at you.
Because I was like, cool, I can finally vote. Like, because I'm an activist, so I was like, heck yeah, I can do something. And then, like, I can, like, have an influence. And then it was just, like, a really hard decision. I mean, it wasn't a hard decision, like, in the end, but it was just kind of, like, it felt corrupt to me.
Mm.
So it was very, like, upsetting. Or not upsetting, but just kind of, like, what the heck? Like.
I know, sometimes you wanted, like, another pool of candidates or something
yeah.
on your ballot.
It felt like if I had voted for a Green Party, I would have just been making a decision anyways, but for like a whatever, yeah, the T word for the T word. yeah, so it's like kind of low-key political, even though it's like Sunday morning hands. So cute. It's so like, yeah.
Thank you. soon. We live inside our heads, this tiny room. We rebel, then we conform. We live inside these societal norms. He said, she said, they said, I said it's dead. I don't wanna hear it anymore. And how did it come to this? Apocalypse is waiting to knock on our front door. Between the cracks, I was walking on sidewalks, broke my mama's back. And they will call my name and I will play their game. But don't think I won't cheat my way to the top like flies. They will all drop, cause he said, she said, they said, I said it's dead. I don't wanna hear it anymore. And I did it. Come to this, apocalypse is waiting to knock on our front door now. So stable, and I try, but I cry, cause it's not easy being up and down. My feet won't ever touch this ground. I save myself, then I wreck my health, cause I'm spending money like my confidence. My only Sunday morning kiss is a cigarette between my lips. Apocalypse, moon's eclipse above the train tracks. Apocalypse, ignorant bliss, Sunday morning kiss. Sunday morning kiss, Sunday morning kiss, Sunday morning kiss. Whoa, so don't tell me he said, she said, they said, I said, it's dead. I don't wanna hear it anymore. And how did it come to this? Apocalypse is waiting to knock on your front door. Above the train tracks. Apocalypse, ignorant bliss, a Sunday morning kiss. Sunday morning kiss, yeah. Sunday Sunday morning. Sunday morning care, Sunday morning care, Sunday morning care. Sunday morning care, Sunday morning care, hey, yeah, yes, yes.
An encore performance this evening from locally based singer and songwriter Kara Elizabeth, who visited KG News Studios in June of 2019. Dan Wilging, a.k.a. Big Daddy, was the host. We're going to wrap up tonight's program with a highlight from a recording they did in 2021 from the album Sonic Empath. This is Kara Elizabeth doing Jupiter's Destiny. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
There was a fire that colored the moon, beams of red upon her shoes. And that moon, it beamed so red, saw the colors through the window on her bed. She told her sister she foresaw Jupiter's destiny. So now she's got this reputation. She better catch the morning train at the station. Call her.